Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Corey and Kevin Talk About Nothing. If you're tuning in for the first time,
I'm Corey.
I'm Kevin, and welcome to our podcast talk show.
Hello. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Corey. On this podcast, we tend to watch at least a movie, and we talk about movies, TV shows, sometimes games, sometimes Corey adds a little sprinkle of sports in there every now and then, but our main focus is usually, movies and TV.
Yeah.
And then this episode is pretty chock full.
Absolutely.
Because we did three movies.
Three big ones, you know?
Well, you know, I really kind of was like, so the one I watched today, that was an hour and 43 minutes where like the other two, like other two movies that have like so much that went on. One was an hour and 24 minutes. One was out like an hour and 30 minutes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, I think there's a bit of a pacing issue.
Yes.
With one of them. But anyways, the three movies that we watched, the first one was one sent to us, on Twitter. It's called Hotel. We watched it on YouTube. I think we were like the 306th and 307th viewing of that movie on there. Indie film, single bottle episode, you know, single setting, single character. And we'll discuss that. But the other two movies were then Thunder Road and The Wolf of Snow Hollow.
I had to look it up. That's what I was doing on my phone. I had to look it up real quick because I want to make sure I said the right thing. Yeah.
It's a man. It's a man. It's a man. It's not a fucking wolf. All right. So what do we want to dive? We want to dive into Hotel first?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Let's do that.
I watched it. I got to say, I did drift off. To sleep, but just to do other things. Just like, what's going on in Yahoo? You know, like what's going on on Twitter right now? Oh wait, whoops! I'm watching a movie.
Yeah, I'm watching something. Yes. That was my biggest problem with it as well. It was just something that, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying the movie itself was like boring, but it was drug out quite a bit to where it was from hard for me to concentrate. And I think that's the problem that you have with the one character or the one setting, the whole thing of that. I just think it's that whole nature of it. I mean, we had the other movie that was sent to us that was good. It was the same type of situation. It was like the one character. It was more, I think.
Yeah. Right? But it was, I think it was like two or three. Maybe two, but for the majority of it, it's one. Right.
It was one guy. But
so we've seen that work.
Yes, because they also did other things, though. It wasn't just him. They showed clips. They showed this. You know what I mean? There was like more interaction to the movie instead of like this one was more along the lines of, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm listening to a guy that's talking on a phone call the entire time. I don't even see the other person. There's two voices, but one character.
And it takes an hour and 30 minutes to get to the meat and potatoes of what this is all about. I would say my biggest gripe would be, I don't know anything about this guy. I don't feel anything for this guy. I'm like, wait, am I about to listen to a 3-hour phone conversation?
Seriously.
That starts off so rough. Not wanting to talk about anything, but yet he's there to talk about something. The pacing is just off. Because there were memorable moments. I see like the director trying to do some fun stuff with the cinematography. I feel like, you know, get a little style, but it just looks like a hotel room, you know, like it just, But the actor towards the end, I feel like finally he's getting into this character.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You know, like especially the monologue of what.
Yeah, and did. I think, but that's part of the problem, though. He was too bottled up.
Yeah,
the beginning, so he was never opened up to learn anything about the guy.
So the audience is like the same, exactly, is going to be the same way. We're like cold, standoffish. I don't know anything about this guy. I don't even know what he did yet, so I feel no sympathy for this guy right now.
To be 100% honest with you, I think what they should have done is they should have made, like, the end story. There's some stories that, like, lead up to something, right? But you see it at the very beginning of the movie. Like, you see almost the, not the end scene, but you see, like, a big bulk of the scene. So, at the very beginning of this movie, I think what they should have done is taken that scene, put in the front, let me learn about this character, let me know about this character, and then maybe I would have been more involved, like, leading up to that point of, like, how, I mean, don't be wrong, I don't know if it would have made it tremendously amount of better, but I would have learned about the character up front, and then I would have felt like I would have been, like, better off in the long run of there.
That, yeah, I agree that there's gotta be, so there's no, and I don't mean action as in, like, that, you know, there's no gunfights. Where's the guns? You know, I'm not talking about that. But, like, I'm really, it's just a guy bumming around a hotel room and talking to you know, the sex worker. And I'm gonna be honest, like, the lady on the phone was phenomenal at her job. Like, they did a great job with the phone recording to make it actually sound like she's on the other line. And they did a phenomenal job with that, and the voice actor, she did a great job too, but it's like, I kind of forgot where I was going, just because I was like, I actually am, like, gonna pay, you know, I mean, it's art, somebody else is gonna look at this and be like, oh, you know, I saw something totally different, but I mean, this is what we are perceiving with this movie, and I just think that if you had done something to gain some sort of sympathy for this character, learn something of this character other than some of these, like, really just basic and generic questions, then we could have had more of a, oh, okay, well, I'm really now enticed of what wanting to know. Honestly, like, an hour and 30 minutes, I'm like, that's what I waited for. I wasn't really all that. Like, if you turn this movie into a short, I think it could work. Even waiting to deliver us those lines, the actual, like, you know, catalyst for him booking out of town, and everything. Even if you still kept that whatever, but shorten that down, cut up a decent portion that make that a short movie. Then I could see that working a bit more. Because at a certain point, you're just like, man, we're literally just sitting here listening to a dude talk on the phone. And it's just like, tick, tock, tick. I mean, it's, like I said, all right, so there's two movies that we watched, and both were under this movie, and so much more happens, right? Like,
yes.
So
yes.
I'm like, the pacing to me was just, it was a bit rough. So, and then I think, like, the only other thing that kind of threw it off, I feel like it just doesn't hit, like, that 24 frames per second type of viewing. Like, it doesn't, it almost looks like too live action-y instead of like on film, like in the theater.
I see what you're saying.
The frame rate seemed a little too, like, maybe it was like a 30 frames type of thing. Instead of, like, the classic, like, movie 24 frames. I don't know. Something was, but yeah, I mean, like, they filmed, I saw the comments that, you know, they filmed it in 3 days. They filmed it all on an iPhone and you know, there's the two writers and one of the writers directed it and whatnot. And,
you know, don't get me wrong. He showed his, if that's truly what he did, he showed his true, like, he's got a skill for it. I mean, the shooter and, like, they have the, like, even some of the shots. I mean, some of the shots were kind of weird, I'm not going to lie. Like, the one that, so the one that didn't make sense to me, and I just want to make sure I brought this up.
But yeah.
Exactly, yes. But the one shot was the one where he was sitting in the hotel, right? And they kept going from his face, he's on the phone, to all of a sudden behind his neck back here, and shooting at an empty chair with a sweater in it.
Okay. There's a reason for that.
What the?
So, when they're shooting over the shoulder, it's usually when she's talking. It's as if she's in that chair having a conversation with him.
Got it.
So, you could see, like, that there's thought behind it.
Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, it makes more sense. Yeah, right.
Right. But, you know, I shorten that one up. Shorten that one up. It was what RC Films, I think it was called. I don't have the names in front of me right now, but yeah, I think it was RC Films. Check it out. Hotel and then parentheses 4K. It's easier to find it that way if you type it in that way. If you just type in hotel movie, you're just never gonna find this thing. Ever. We'll definitely put a link to it as well in our description and all that fun stuff. But you know, it's one where there's not a lot of action or things of knowledge that I need to know about any of these characters on the phone. The only question the whole time is, why is this guy on the run? So another thing is like, oh, you're almost out of time. You can either do like, we could like actually have phone sex. And he was like, well, what about, you know, you want to do questions and answers? He's like, we don't have enough time for that. But we do have enough time for you to go in for like a 10 to 15 minute monologue before this thing's over. Like, wait a minute, you don't have time for questions and answers. You don't have time for any of this other stuff, but you sure got time for a 10 to 15 minute monologue right here. And then it hangs up. It's like, okay.
Got it.
Generous with those last 10 to 15
That's true. Minutes. Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Well, I mean, but yeah, that is funny. I never see what it's that.
It's,
that's one
it's almost like, you know, how long does it take you to go down a quarter mile? But in like Fast and Furious, those scenes are like minutes long, and it's like, wow, those cars are really slow.
Yeah, holy moly!
Or like in that one where the airplane's trying to take off, and it's like 30 minutes just going down the runway. Like, how long is this runway, man? Why can't this plane take off?
Yeah, what airline is this?
Yeah, I'm out. I'm not flying there. Half the trip is just trying to get off the ground.
No, so I don't want to land it.
Yeah, you know, landing it's like another half an hour. But you know, we'll kind of have to poke around and see what else RC Films has come out with, you know. They're shooting from a script that they wrote, so more power to them. They put their stuff out there. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. And thank you for giving us the opportunity. I mean, we would do all of your films, you know, if you wanted us to do that. I mean, this was a good time. That's why I didn't mind watching it, because it shows the independent filmmakers. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what's funny? This seemed like a long version of what we used to make, personally. A long.
It really felt that way. It was like we made like 7 to 10 minute movies, and they were like, hey, let's go with an hour and 43. Shorten that one up. All right.
For sure. Yeah.
And it could be totally different, but anyways.
Totally different.
All right, so yeah, that was Hotel from RC Films. Check it out on YouTube. Now, what's really fun about this entire episode of podcasting, of watching these movies, is we just watched that low-budget indie film, right?
Yeah.
And the next one I want to move into is Thunder Road. Which is an independent film, you know, not produced by Hollywood. Yeah, it's not produced by Hollywood. It's it's all like self-funded and self. That Jim Cummings, the main actor, he wrote it, directed it. But what's interesting is Jim Cummings, the main actor of Thunder Road. He wrote it and directed it.
Gotcha. No, sorry. Okay, sorry. It just threw me off because when I typed in Jim Cummings on the.
Oh, it's a total different dude. Yeah, you got to look. Totally,
why I'm like, you said that. I'm like, wait, no. what movie did I just watch?
All right, so just to let you know, I was reading like this thing of like top, you know, all these actors that came from Ohio. Well, Jim Cummings comes from Ohio, but it's that Jim Cummings that you just saw, not the one that's in Thunder Road. he's our Christopher Robbins or Winnie the Pooh guy, where Jim Cummings is a different guy who's, you know, gosh, you know what's exciting? He's like only 37, 38 or whatever, so he's young, and he's already got quite a movement.
No, so, you're sure. 35, actually, dude. He was born in 86.
Sweet. guy's got it going on. That's pretty cool, man. Congrats. Don't gotta be showboating or nothing. Jeez, man.
Sorry, dude.
No, oh, yeah, that's cool, dude. Whatever. You gotta got your shit together, but whatever. So, anyways, speaking of, right. you know, taking the movie short, you know, going yeah. shorter. So, yeah. what Jim Cummings did actually is he wrote and directed a short movie called Thunder Road. And it was critically acclaimed, and so he turned it into a full-length movie. And that's what we had watched as the full-length, like the theatrical cut type of movie. So it's interesting, you know, he took the short and made it a longer one, you know?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. That makes sense, you yeah. know? Give it a shot first, and then see what goes from there.
So what are your thoughts of Thunder Road?
Okay, so Thunder Road, all right, so I'm just going to revert real quick, okay? Just for 1 second. Yes. I seen you over the weekend. We did something on Friday night, okay, which was pretty freaking sweet. But anyways, we did that. And so we talked about it. I made a comment about the main character, okay?
Yeah.
And I was talking about Jim Cummings, okay?
Yeah.
So the movie that I watched first was the other movie.
The okay? Wolf of Snow Hollow.
And I'm not going to give you my total rating on that, but in that movie, I did not like Jim Cummings. I'm just going to be honest with you. I did not like Jim Cummings, okay? He just was not my kind of... There's certain moments, okay? I wish I reverted them because this is the problem. I wish I would have watched Thunder Road first because Thunder Road, I actually thought that it was a really, really, really good, like, good movie for what it is again. You know, once again, you're not getting into, like you said, like it's not a big Hollywood film, so you're not getting all these crazy great, you know what I mean, actors and all these type of things, you know what I mean? You're kind of getting more or less lines of like a true, like, not that other actors aren't true, I'm not saying that, but there's not a lot of CGI and
well, it's like a grassroots type of thing. I loved it. Yeah, not seeing any notable names. It's all correct. I really like that. I just want to say like all the performances in this movie, I really in this Thunder Road, I really felt like we're like almost like some of the most realistic human beings in a movie that I've ever seen. Like these people acted authentically, and every one of them. Yeah, I love Jim Cummings in that movie. I feel like he's such a real character in that movie. Like I see that person existing. I see that this whole thing, you know, like, so I mean, one of my favorite scenes is when he's freaking out in front of the police station. I was going to say
that, dude. You stole twice now. Did the police station when he's outside?
Yeah. And then they're like, and the captain comes out and he's like, hey. And then all of a sudden the camera backs away and you see him like with his freaking hand on the gun. I was like, oh, bro. Like,
yes.
We didn't see all that. Like, oh, man, you got to go, man. You can't be pulling your gun out in front of a bunch of guys.
That's not going to work. Yeah, that's not going to work.
But I just felt like such an authentic character, man. I just really felt like you're just watching... real lives being played out.
Yes, 100%. It really felt like you used the word perfectly. I was looking for the word realistic, but mm-hmm. because truthfully, that's exactly what it felt like to me the entire time. I mean, even his like partner, his cop.
Yeah, 100%.
He was great. You know what I mean? Like even I mean down to like I mean don't get me wrong. It's funny because all right, so I watched the last 10 minutes of it. Okay, and when I watched the last 10 minutes. Jim Cummings is actually, I mean, he's a fantastic actor because what happened? Okay, I'm just going to say, do you remember the end of the scene? Remember the end of the movie where they were in the ballet?
Yeah.
Okay. So when he was in there, he goes from this rough and tough dad, I don't want to say it like that, but this rough and tough, you know what I mean? Like, hey, get off your phone. This is what girls wear. This is, you know what I mean? Like, kind of doing that, takes her phone away, right? They go inside and she gets involved in the ballet, you know what I mean? She like leans forward and she's really, he goes from that guy to this smile crying and then this.
He's so unstable, man. He's
dude, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, this guy is impressive. Yeah. You know, it's wild, dude. Yep. Okay, then how about when he smacks the person on the couch too?
Okay, I'm like, Oh shit! Yeah. Wow! Don't ever see that ever. No, you no. never see that. And I was like, you know what? Justified. Like, yep. I was like, who knows what you would do in that situation? That
guy exactly.
was
you
very
don't
angry. So like, yeah. I just was like, oh shit!
Yeah,
did not expect that. One of my favorite scenes though, when he pops out of the truck because that you heard me laughing because
yes.
You know. And then he pops out the truck. He's like, I'm not drinking. I'm sober. Like, what's up? And he's like, you don't even know? You don't know? What the fuck, man? Like, he's just, like, screaming at this dude. Well, get on the phone. Tell me. Like, you don't
Damn
know?
Damn it!
What is your name? Dog? Like, dude is so loose-tempered. It's amazing.
Oh, dude, it's insane. Well, yeah, it's yeah. I mean, and that, but I think that's what makes him shine, though, man.
Jim Cummings is such a dude. Quirky, and that's yeah. why I really liked about it too. Is quirky. It was the thing is like the cinematography and the directorial style. It just it felt like a movie. Like, you know what I mean? There was
Yeah.
Couldn't even like, you know, like a low budget Hollywood movie or indie movie. Like it honestly interchangeable. They did a fantastic job with what they were doing.
They
with
did.
And yeah.
Do you know what gave it away to me is actually the end credits until I questioned it because they're real short. And then like, even the way the credits came on to like the screen and everything, it was just, it wasn't like a fancy, like anything along those lines.
Licensed
it was like
music. Yes. And like, oh,
and where he's, yeah, where he's dancing at the funeral. Remember, yeah. You know what I mean? He's, dude, like yeah. that scene, I'm not going to lie because, all right, so remember I watch him in reverse. Yeah. So the very first scene I see this guy, he's a cop again. And then he goes up and carries up this thing. And I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. And all of a sudden, he goes, I'm just going to do it, even though the stereo's not working.
I'm just going
to
do it. Yep.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy because at first I'm like, gosh, man, here we go again. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, this guy's actually like, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I understand because he does, man. Once again, he has an emotional like roller coaster and he does a fantastic job of taking you with him to do it. Like, that's the crazy part about it. Yeah. So you have these highs and then these lows, and just who he is, he can bring you with you. And all of a sudden, I'm, you know, like, I just feel that same kind of path. My heart is up. You know, it's like, it's crazy. Like, it's insane. I mean, all right, so the one question, and I think I missed it. I want to know, what did he say to the judge that made him actually get in trouble?
Oh, you know? It was like... I don't remember exactly what he said,
me neither, dude.
But it was like the judge had like taken it as like a threat, but it was more like, I think he was trying to do like a scratch my back, scratch your back type of thing or something like that. I don't remember what he had said, but the judge definitely took it the wrong way. And he's like, why'd you let me do that? Why did you let me talk? All right, how about when he's in the parent-teacher conference thing? And he takes the desk and he's like, please don't smash that desk. Please don't. Just put the desk down. He's like, it's your daughter's desk. And he's like starting mouthing off this guy. I'm sorry. I'm not a bad guy. Dude, just like, you can go now at this point.
You can just leave. So just like he was at the police station, dude. He goes, usually you're a cool guy, but right now you're a bastard or something. He says. I was laughing at multiple parts in this movie at those moments.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I feel like he really, like, conveys, like, this. It's like, a serious matter, but he knows how to, like, break that, you know, with that kind of relief. Because, like, the you know, when he's stripping down, he's, like, spitting. Like, that's what you get. Like, bro, you're now... sounding exactly like the guy in the beginning in the parking lot that he had to take down. How about that guy where he like splashed something at him or threw something at him and he's like, he goes and chases him. Oh, man. He's just like,
see, now,
the dude needs a punching bag at home.
Well, yes, absolutely. Well, okay. Well, the thing is, too, is did he, all right, so I question that. Did he throw something at him, or was it just a splash where he attacked that guy?
I think he threw something at him or something like that. Like,
my only thing is, just to be honest with you, yes, he's a loose cannon. He shouldn't have done that. But at the same time, though, if you do that to a real life cop,
You're getting arrested, season. Dude. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So at the same time, like, don't be wrong, he was a loose cannon, but that one, I'm like,
it was just like a perfect representation of like how he his decision processes, because like it was like a switch, you know?
Yes,
like,
exactly.
You did one, like, nope, there's just one reaction. Yep. I only have one reaction to this, and I'm pissed off.
Well, this is funny. So his partner, remember when he gets out of the car and he walks up and says, I got this one, or, you know what I mean? Hey, let's calm down. And he's just drunk, and let's just set him down over there and let him just, you know, cool off over there.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, I'm going to need you to just take over. Dude, I laugh so hard, man.
When he's talking to the captain, and he's like trying to talk all tough, and he's like, yes, sir. And then walks off, and he's like still like mouthing off or whatever. All right. I'll go home.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah,
that one was good.
Yeah, Thunder Road. I've been wanting to watch this one for a long time. I've been kind of like following this Jim Cummings guy, because, you know, I've really just enjoyed how much he amps up Twitter with, you know, don't wait to sell a script. Why not film it? Why not write something that you can make and make that? And yeah, it might be crappy the first time, but you learn. And every time you learn, it gets better and better and better. So just get out there and make it. You don't need Hollywood. I mean, look at Hotel, right? They got it on YouTube. They sent it to us. They got two more viewings. You know what I mean?
That's true. Absolutely. Yep.
So
every viewing counts. So
Jessica and I both loved Thunder Road. And we just loved like the quirky character and the quirky characters and the style and everything. So
he did fantastic. So yeah. I give that one an A 100%.
Yeah. So the interesting thing about that is would you rent it on Amazon?
Yeah. You told me $3.99. It was $4, but it's all right. $4.99. I spent $5 on it, but it's fine.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm just kidding. I almost took a screenshot of it just to joke around with you. Just
you might as well have just bought it for like a few more dollars.
Did you? Yeah. I really should have. It was actually, actually what makes me mad too is because it was $5.99, $6.99. But I'm sorry, $4.99, $6.99. And I clicked the $4.99 first. And then I'm like, nah, you know what I mean? Who knows? I'm never, exactly. Yeah, it's fine. I'll save $2, you know, whatever. So,
yeah. So that's kind of like, I guess, like maybe the only rough part. Now, The Wolf of Snow Hollow and the beta test, which the beta test I'm gonna buy on the Vudu here soon. That's the third movie from this guy. So he made one. I think Thunder Road was what, 2018.
Yep.
And then in 2020. Or 2021 was The Wolf of Snow Hollow.
2020. The 2020, 2021 was the beta test.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you know, dude's doing real well and cranking these things out. So we'll have to throw in the beta test. But, yeah, I guess that would be, like, the only difficult part is, like, Thunder Road was on Amazon for free a long time ago. And I Jessica and I just never sat down and watched it. So then at this point, I was just like, I need to get into this Jim Cummings world, so I'll just buy it or whatever. And then once I watched, I was like, all right, we gotta do these ones, because, you know, they're quirky and they're cool and they're independent and whatnot. So
absolutely, yeah. And I enjoyed this one a lot. So
yeah, you keep saying that. I can't wait to talk about the next one.
Me too, anyway. I've been saving this one up, dude. I've been saving it. So
how we watched it was going through Amazon Prime. You can either buy it or rent it. It wasn't on Vudu, and it's really kind of hard to locate. So, but Thunder Road, and type in Thunder Road Jim Cummings, because otherwise you're gonna get like other stuff.
Yeah, and it's actually, so you can try Amazon, and I did find on YouTube afterwards as well. So YouTube does have for $3.99 on the rent.
Very cool.
So you can actually rent it on YouTube. So beautiful. That's always a good way that we can sneak into it as well. Just so you know. They have a lot of those films that you can just rent on YouTube now. So
that's sweet. That's very cool. Okay. Now I guess we'll get to this other one that Corey just wasn't a fan of, I'm guessing. All right, so is it just his character?
It's really, it's not just his character, okay? Okay? There's actually, like, and I think it was, like, okay, so.
The Wolf of Snow Hollow, just, everybody. The Wolf of Snow Hollow.
Yeah, yes. The Wolf of Snow Hollow, yeah. You know, with Jim Cummings again. I mean, Jim Cummings, like I said, I wish I would have watched it in reverse because some of his quirkiness that I actually loved in, or liked, you know what I mean? Like, his stupid stuff in there, in the Thunder Road. I think I would have, might have had a little bit of a different
feeling. Yeah, it's almost like getting your toes wet of, like, what
yes,
this.
Yes.
What these movies are going to kind of be more towards, like, yeah.
I didn't like the storyline either. So I think that was the whole thing. So I just didn't love, it wasn't just his character, but it was actually the other characters too, man. I'm not going to lie. I don't like the other cops that were in there. Some of their comments were funny, but some of their comments I just didn't love. Like, that's the best thing I could say. You know what I mean? I just really didn't like. I don't know. So it was like, I didn't hate the movie. I really want to oversell it that I hated the movie because I really did not hate this movie. But at the same time, though, I'm also not going to lie to you. How, if you were living in a small town like this, how do you not know of the end situation way beforehand? I don't want to give away this movie, but how do you not know that?
What do you mean?
Okay, so the wolf, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If I say something, I'm just going to ruin the whole movie. And I'm trying not to do that as much as possible, but I might have to just say it. The wolf,
yeah, I think,
okay?
Yeah.
How do you know who the hell, how do you not know who the wolf is? I'm just saying.
So I think that's kind of the funny part is
cause,
like,
it made me laugh, but mad laugh.
Like, because that shit happens all the damn time, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's funny because the autopsy guy is like, my fucking daughter could have figured this shit out in less time, you know?
Yes.
And and that's the other thing, right? They connected things too late. Like, he found that one thing that was specific to a taxidermy, and that was in the book, but he didn't see that as evidence and in the book at the same time, so that connection was never made. I actually kind of, like, I was like, I'm getting a little prisoner's vibe towards the end, just because, like, he's hanging out having, like, a drink with this person who turns out, you know, and he has no idea, so he thinks, like, but then obviously catches on and it's like, uh-oh, you're already in danger.
Wait 1 minute.
So all right, so we watched obviously Thunder Road first, and then we watched The Wolf of Snow Hollow, and maybe you're right. But he is an asshole in that movie, though. So, like, hearing that you didn't like him in that movie, well, that kind of is understandable. He's kind of an asshole, man.
He just
yells at people. He slaps them. He's just very insulting. And then he's a drunk piece of shit who fell onto his oven and shattered the glass. I'm like, damn, bro. I've never done that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's a whole nother level. Yeah.
That's a whole nother level.
All right. And then I really kind of like it's almost like montage-y, like the more people get killed and the more funerals, like the angrier he's like getting in the funerals, like you could see him like just like getting like just freaking out on the inside. And I like, apparently I like a Jim Cummings freak out because he's very funny. When he lashes out, this was actually one of Robert Forster's last movies. He plays the dad, the sheriff. And I really like that relationship with the father's son, because, he's like helping his dad try to be like, look like he's still got strength and still able to do this stuff.
Oh,
and as soon as everybody leaves, he's like, that was a big deal. I can't fucking do this anymore. You gotta go to a doctor, man. Oh, and then dude is like, he's not even a real doctor. He's just like an EMT who walks out. It's like, dude, he's...
Yeah. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So I think his
dad did really well. I think that his dad was a good actor. Like I said, there was a couple people in the movie that I did like. The girl police officer, the who end up being sheriff at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
I think she did well as her character.
I was like, she's kind of like headlining in that movie, I would say, because like she does a lot, and she's I like her acting in that movie. She's good.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And she's definitely been another villain before too. I don't remember.
She's on HBO a lot with, or not HBO, Comedy Central a lot. She's in a TV show called Another Period with this other lady. And then she's also, I do believe, in like Drunk History, and she's in other stuff as well. But yeah, I saw her face and I was like, oh, she's from other stuff. And I was actually like shocked because she was comedic, but she was a pretty serious character. It wasn't as comedic as I thought she would be, which was fine because like there was no need for it. It was a quirky story, and it was a quirky setting and a quirky character. So like, you don't need to be like a comedian. You just need to read the lines at that point.
Do you know what I think I hated? Is the fact that it wasn't a real thing. I mean, that it was like the wolf may or may not have been an actually real person. I mean, a real thing, and that pisses me off too.
Because like you wanted it to be an actual wolf.
Yeah, because you know, actually,
what I liked when he put on the suit and then started like
crawling. Well, yes, okay, but like, okay, like, so
holy sugar, that's a pretty badass suit. But he's a taxidermist, so he could do that. That's true. You know?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Very quickly, though. But anyways,
yes. So he really did he did a fantastic job in that whole, like, the guy, you know what I mean? He did a great job, I think. Because you only see it for a second, right? It's not like it's anything, you know, major. But I think it's another thing, though, too, is, like, once again, once you find out, there's a little bit of drama. I, you know what I mean? The end scene. But I seriously think I went back. It was, like, 6 minutes total was, like, the entire scene of everything. You know what I mean? So, like, he went from you find out who it is to where he ends up in the woods. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just saying. There's like this very small, thin line there. It's kind of weird.
All well done, though, you know? Like
you were, that, I mean, you have, what, so, you know, okay, because this is one that I'm wrong on.
Like,
you're right.
A John Wick police, you know, turn into John Wick real quick, running through the trees. You know, they got like Gatling guns there now, like popping out of the woods, and then just shooting at each other back and forth. Throwing grenades. They actually slip back to Vietnam for a little bit.
I'm going to slip back down to Florida.
I don't know. Like, the pacing was fun on that one. So, like...
You thought so?
Yeah. Yeah.
Golly. It was like an hour. It's different on this one. This one's different.
Hour and 24 minutes?
Yes, it was short. And that's what, actually, I was so excited about it.
23 minutes. And then...
But I was so annoyed by minute 30, I wanted to be over in 32 minutes.
That's crazy. I'm telling you. I really like this one. Obviously, I really like this one because it was like... when you said... you know, whatever you had said at the party over the weekend, I was just like, I don't know what the fuck this guy thinks he's talking about. I told Jessica, and she's like, nope, wrong.
Well, it's so funny because I made one comment, and I could tell by the way you looked at me. That's why I'm like, I gotta oversell opinion. This thing so hard too, because I. This is so funny because like that's why I want to come in and say with Thunder Road I really liked it because I really do like Jim Cummings, but man, this movie, and all right, well, I keep going back and forth because now that I like Jim Cummings, some of the parts that I didn't like from him, I understand in like a little bit more, I guess, of a sense of nature, you know what I mean, in that realm. So I don't hate it as much in certain parts that I did before. You know what I think I should do? In all honesty, I think I should go back and rewatch it. I think that I should go back and try to give it a full shot again, because I did end up watching that in two settings.
Oh, really? The Wolf of Soho Hollow in two settings?
I told you I hated the movie, dude.
Holy crap, man! That's nuts.
Yeah, I had to get. We watched. Like, I want to sit down and watch this movie.
We watched Thunder Road. And right after Thunder Road, I was like, you want to see the trailer for The Wolf of Snow Hollow? And she's like, yeah. So we watched that. And she's like, I want to watch that right now. So then, bam, we watched The Wolf of Snow Hollow. And then, honestly, if it wasn't later, like, or if it was earlier, I would have bought the beta test. We would have watched that too. And I'm really excited. Thank you, Jim Cummings, for making the third movie. You're not a cop. Not that I don't like you as a cop, but don't overdo it.
Seriously. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cause like it was funny to go right from Thunder Road into this, the Wolf of Soho. I'm like, oh, same cop. Did he move? You know, but, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was really fun how, like, you know, the with the pacing of the movie, because, you know, like, there's a lot of filler in some of these other movies, and
for sure.
This is just like boom, 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 you know, and then like you have some heartfelt moments, you have some good moments, and all that stuff. I wanted to give two shout outs though. First for Ricky Lindholm. She's the deputy who becomes sheriff. She was awesome. And Jimmy Tatro, I don't really know how to say his name. Jimmy Tatro. So the first time I ever saw this dude was in American Vandal on Netflix. And if you've never seen American Vandal, you need to watch it. It's one of the greatest mockumentaries I've ever seen. It's just one of the greatest pieces of art ever. Who drew the 27 or 28 dicks, I can't remember, on the school faculty cars. Anyways, he played. Have you seen that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom.
So
got
it. So the best is like he's like driving around for Uber and he's delivering people's food and he's eating the fries. And then they like he delivers it. He's like, "Have you been eating my food?" And he doesn't even lie. He's just like, "Yeah." Yeah, yeah. If you probably was like, dude, I'm not gonna pay for this. Like, oh no. Man.
Yeah. Like,
so, anyways, I love him from that. He's been in all sorts of different shows at this point, but he's actually in Modern Family for a little stretch as well. And so then seeing him in this, I'm like, oh man, I'm so excited. But the reason why I want to give him a shout out is because like he's a very serious character. Not serious, but. I mean, you know, what happens then is pretty serious. So, like, his character's pretty serious in the movie. And it was nice. I feel like he's got acting chops because I've seen him. He's made me laugh. But at this point, he actually showed some good acting chops. And I was pleasantly surprised and was excited for him because it's like, you know, you could be the comic relief or whatever and do the same type-ish character. But in this one, he didn't have to be. Anything like that. It was a different character and I enjoyed that. So
gotcha. It's funny that, like, cause now that I can see it, I can, you know, that's crazy. Okay.
Yeah. So
you know what I mean? I'm going to give this another shot just so you know.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just, you're not alone. I think a friends of ours said that they were unsure about the movie and I was like,
yeah,
I don't know. I have to watch it, but the trailers to me, I'm like, obviously, I like all sorts of different types of movies. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah, you have a very wide spectrum of your movie likings, but you also have a very strict spectrum of your movie likings when you don't like something.
I know, it's like garbage, I love a lot of movies.
Them in a trash can, well, light them on fire.
Something. I mean, hey, it's the nature of the business, right?
Oh,
we're gonna get Rotten Tomatoes status here, okay? And people are gonna be like, damn, these guys are harsh, but hey, at least we're truthful.
Hey, truthful.
All we want to do is help you get better at your craft. That's it.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
So did you look up the Rotten Tomatoes of this movie, though?
Oh, dude, they're insane, right? This one's an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes, dude.
No.
And,
I mean, that's impressive.
The Thunder Road is 96.
Yeah.
So, like, what excites me about that is I'm not alone. These movies are awesome. Oh, shut your mouth. It's just me. I've voted that many times. There's like not
enough
people.
How many accounts do you have, dude?
Right.
Kevin.
Got a lot of accounts. I have to travel all around the city for different IP addresses and locations. But I love it. I want him to keep making his style, his way, keep writing, keep directing. Don't involve Hollywood because you clearly have the formula. You know what you're doing. He also does like a podcast where they like go over his screenplays once they're like in the final stages or something like that. And he does so much for like the independent film community. So I'm glad that we finally watched them and get to report back and
yeah I mean I enjoyed it, man. I mean, I enjoyed watching them, you know what I mean. I learned to like about this Jim Cummings guy. You know what he reminds me of is Kevin from Leftovers.
A little dark, but has like this little comic relief
for sure. I'm telling you, for some reason he gave me that vibe. Kevin, what's his last name?
Oh man.
Oh
man.
Come on, man. Kevin. Give me Kevin.
You know, Kevin Garvey. God, what is wrong with me? See, I told you he
was a G. Gar.
What is wrong with me? I guess I need to rewatch it. I've been rewatching Succession, so I'll go back and rewatch that. Dude, I fucking love Succession. It's so good.
That show is critically acclaimed. I'm not going to lie to you. It's really... I watch a lot of stuff about it. But you had to be into the politics lifestyle to understand some of the stuff that's
business
going on.
Business.
I'm telling you.
I don't know. Like, we knew nothing about it in the beginning, and it's just like an exciting ride and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you guys... Kevin, you guys are both... I mean... Jessica is in a business stature, man. She knows about her business. So don't get me wrong, as I am too, but I think some of the things, and you're more into a politics as well, a little bit. You have that little bit, so I just think you mix those both together. Succession is a perfect thing for both.
It's a wild good time. Anyways, we'll cut that short so we don't go crazy over here. But so Hotel, RC Films.
Thank you again.
Yeah, thanks for. I think it was an indie movie. Some Twitter thing recommended it to us. Folk movies or something like that.
Yeah, folk movies. Yep.
So, but RC Films has something on Twitter as well. So we'll make sure we tag them when this is going live. But thanks for letting us watch your movie and keep going working on your craft. Keep writing, keep creating, keep directing, and we'll watch whatever else you want us to watch. Jim Cummings. Knocked out of the park. 2 out of 3 so far. We have not watched the beta test. That is going to be next. What are we watching next? You know?
So I don't know. So there's something that dropped. You know, Stranger Things. I did watch an episode or two. I don't know.
Let's do that.
Knock that out.
Okay, let's perfect. Do okay. that. And then okay. the other thing is we'll watch.
We sent another movie, right?
Yeah, we were sent another movie. I'm gonna try to find that right now. All right, so this I watched like the first couple minutes of this one, and I'll tell you what, I was already chuckling. The dialogue was making me chuckle, that's for sure. So here's something for us to check out, and then somebody else sent us something. I apologize. Just taking me.
Yeah, so let's say, did you send it to me?
I don't think so.
See, I think you told me about it when I sent
Corpse.
It to you.
It's called Corpse. That's right.
Yes, I was gonna say. As soon as you said it, I knew I was gonna remember because we had Hotel and Corpse were the two.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to watch Stranger Things then Corpse?
Yeah, we'll watch Stranger Things. What is that, part one or something like that?
Well, yeah, but then Sean told me that it was that part two was 2 episodes, is what he said. No, but don't get me wrong. He also told me the last episode of this final season that he's watched so far was like an hour and like 40 minutes or something.
Oh, wait,
it's like a movie.
So they're doing some weird stuff.
Some weird stuff. So I have no idea what's going on. So
all right, well, we'll watch that, and then we'll watch this movie, Corpse. It looks like it is... from Chris the Oddity. I don't know anything about this. Independent feature film. So, yeah. All I know is I started to watch a little bit of it, and the dialogue was making me laugh. It was like this whole thing, like, you know, don't shoot me in the head. And the guy's like, I'm not going to shoot you in the head because, like, I might miss. I'll shoot you in the chest or something. It's like... and then later, he's like, please don't shoot me in the head. He's like, if you're listening, I'm not going to shoot you in the head. I'm not going to do that. So it's like a funny little exchange. But anyways, that is what we'll watch then.
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for watching.
Yes, thank you for listening.
Have a wonderful day.
Have a good week.